Okay, thank you very everyone. I'm starting. I'm resuming the meeting. Well, and then as I have announced earlier, well, I need your cooperation to finish this meeting before 5 p.m. Right? Right. Okay. So, well, we continue to well, item 3. So yeah, if you remember, we have had a site visit to the Energizing Kowloon East office earlier in July this year, right? EKO has prepared a presentation on the placemaking along Kwun Tong waterfront to update members on the latest development and initiatives taken forward by the office. Right, so you will discover that, well, old friend Mr. Raymond Lee has become head of EKO, while KK has moved on to a more senior post in the planning department, right? And so welcome Raymond and Winnie, right? Welcome back here. Winnie is the deputy head of the EKO. So welcome both of you to the meeting. And before hearing any presentation, and I would also like to ask member whether you have any declaration of interest. So, well, Raymond.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, sir, members of the committee. First, we must apologize for coming late to this meeting. We got stuck in the traffic on our way from Kowloon East over to Tim Sar Tsui, and that really shows how much more that we have to do to enhance the connectivity to Kowloon East. Mr. Chairman, in March this year, in this committee, my predecessor has provided members with an overview of our initiatives in energizing Kowloon East. And in particular, I'm sure that my predecessor has sort of explained to you the placemaking strategy, the approach that we're adopting in undertaking the various energizing Kowloon East initiatives. And today, we are going to sort of make a presentation to you about conceptual placemaking idea or proposal for the Kwun Tong waterfront. We are still sort of working on this proposal, and we are in discussions with all the concerns departments in making this proposal a reality. So we are sharing with you at this sort of initial stage what we are thinking and what we are discussing with the departments, and we welcome your views such that we can make adjustments along the way in sort of finalizing the proposal. And I understand that, Mr. Chairman, you would like to sort of finish the meeting before 5, and so without further ado, I shall ask Winnie to provide us with a very brief presentation, and then we'll sort of can sort of discuss about the various proposal. Winnie, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Raymond. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I go right through the presentation and proposal, and it's always our vision to make good use of this waterfront and this promenade and this water body to create a diversified and energetic place for Kowloon East. This water body is a very special element in this area. We see 5 layers here. The first layer is to identify possibility and activity for good use of the water body. From the discussion of the previous session, we are talking about boating and water sports activity. Actually, we support and welcome the views of one-off water sport events subject to precautionary measures to protect the sportsmen from, you know, E. coli or any problem with the water quality. But one-off events, we can go ahead and we welcome the collaboration for associations to organize these events on the water body. And the second layer is the waterfront promenade along this water body. How we make good use of this waterfront and create a good place for people to enjoy. We all know that the stage one waterfront has been completed and open and being used by the public, and the stage two waterfront, the work will be commenced in early next year for completion by end 2014. So with the completion of stage two promenade, we will have 950 meter long waterfront for the public enjoyment. The third layer we see is this very special space under the flyover. For those members who have visited our office, you will be interested, and I'm sure many of our visitors is pretty surprised to see how a space under the flyover can be used and turned into a very interesting space for various activities. And the fourth layer is the Hoi Ban Road. We want to change this Hoi Ban Road into a tree-lined boulevard with more greening and landscaping to give a very leisurely walk to the public and to improve the connectivity from the MTR station to this waterfront area. The fifth layer is the ground floor shops of the private buildings along this waterfront. With all these interesting elements being introduced, I'm sure the ground floor shop owners will also introduce good use, such as cafes and restaurants, to make this place more vibrant. And unlike the condition now, the photo you see here is the existing condition of Hoi Ban Road, which is with a lot of lorries and not put into very good use at the moment. Now, this drawing shows the five layers that I'm talking about. The first layer is this water body. The second layer is the waterfront promenade that I've just mentioned. The third layer is the space under the flyover, how we make good use of this space to react and relate to the waterfront. The fourth layer is this Hoi Ban Road along the flyover. And the fifth layer is the space under the commercial buildings. Now for the water body, we are thinking about, as I mentioned, in the long run, we are thinking about whether we can put in a public marina, whether we can have a water sports activities. And in the short run, as I said, we welcome one-off sports and festive events to be arranged on this water space. The second layer is this waterfront promenade. And the third layer is the very interesting space under flyover. We have a project called the Flyover, Fly the Flyover Operation 1, 反轉天橋底行動. And in this Operation 1, we are talking about the making good use of this Site D. At the moment, last time when you visit our office, probably you will still see some WSD site offices being put in Site D. And now it's all removed. And today you can see a lot of construction work, site formation work, and some containers being put into this space. What are these containers are going to be used? The containers will be put into informal backstage, toilet and basic facility to support, and we will build a very simple stage under the flyover so that informal art and cultural events can come. And actually we have lined up a few interesting activities with LCSD and various institutions for the coming year. So very quickly, with a low budget and within a very, very short time, we can turn this space under the flyover into something enjoyable and useful for the public. And this is some of our artists' impression, how people can casually stand and sit on the ground and listen to some street art or rock music by the young bands. Have a closer look of this site. Our office is here, and this is Site D. When you visit our site list last time, probably you recognize there is a drainage service department pump house here. Today you will see three of the four walls has already been removed. The fourth wall will be down very soon. So this site is cleared. And this is the look of this Site D when the WSD site office is still there. And gradually we have removed the site office. And this drainage building, we are starting to demolish it. As I said, only one wall has left. All these walls have already gone. And this site is under very vibrant and active construction at the moment. And this is our proposed layout for this informal art and performing venue. Also, we want to make use of containers, which is easy to construct, simple, and we like that informal and very casual style that we can introduce to this place, and it also echoes the style of our office, which many of our visitors like a lot. And this is some backstage facility with some toilet support facility for the performers, a simple stage, just a simple race platform, and again other containers as toilet and storage space. The toilets are for the public. And along the edge, we will introduce a green belt with trees and scrubs. And on the ground, we just put on paint patterns. Very easy to do. And on this block wall here, we have asked, we try to work with some youth organization to ask them to do some graffiti graphics on this wall, so that it can give a street art and some sort of street performance style to this space. This is some of our artist impression that we are working on. We also will create an iconic feature here, which is again a container building, which is placed vertically to serve as an iconic tower, so that people from Hao Ming Street can have a direction leading them to this waterfront. And the oil drums. On one hand, we don't want to fence off this site. We want this site to be like an open space and welcoming. But on the other hand, we do worry about naughty illegal parking. There are a lot of lorries there. We don't want the lorries blocking all our way. So we are thinking about, you know, protections like bollards and things like that. And then we start to think whether we can, you know, continue with this industrial style, casual style. And we think about oil drums. We are looking for oil drums, and the oil drums will be placed along the site. And then, well, when we have this idea of using oil drums as barriers, and then we think whether we can use these oil drums as actual drumming equipment and musical instrument. So we are actually at the moment working with a musical group who will make use of these oil drums as percussion, like some street art percussion performings. And at the opening, we will actually use these oil drums as musical instrument. So this is very much fun-filled. Musical instrument, functional barriers, together with some industrial, you know, reuse of some industrial materials. And this is some of our impression. This is the iconic tower with the container. The pattern is just indicative. At the moment, we are thinking of something more graphical. And this is some of the oil drums. At the performance, it will be used as a percussion instrument together with music and bands. And this Tower of the Flour Mill is like one of our features, but actually it's something next door, but they also use the orange color, so we like this feature a lot. And a closer look of the use of the space. Lighting, sound, audio equipment will be provided, but very, very basic. We don't want to introduce or install very sophisticated system there, because each group will have their different requirements. So if they want to enhance the system, they have to bring in their own equipment. But we want to provide some very basic facilities like lighting and sound effect. Okay, some of the events that we have already lined up. In January the 20th, perhaps members, you can write that down in your diary. This event is already fixed. It will start in 2 p.m. in the afternoon until, I think, 7 p.m. It's an event organized, co-organized with the LCSD, the cultural team. And they used to have a youth band marathon in Chim Sha Tsui Plaza. This year, they want to move the youth band here. And in order to attract people to the waterfront, they're actually thinking about bands all along the road from Ao Tau Gong MTR station, all along with music, maybe guitar and whatever. The people will make music along the street to lead people out to the waterfront. So it would be like a festival on the street. And you can see that the youth bands, they are very much in a casual style. And so I think the basic facility and the atmosphere under the flower will suit them very well. Another event that has already been lined up, again, member can put this date in your diary, is that January the 26th next year is called the Night City Challenge, co-organized with MAD, Make a Difference, which is an organization under the Hong Kong Institute of Cultural Contemporary Culture. And we have been in touch with Ms. Ada Wong, and she has come up with an idea that making use of this site as their ending event for their for a youth conference. They have a few days conference, and on the final day, they have city orienteering in Kowloon East, and they will come to this site and have a band festival as a rounding up event. And another event that will come is the Venice Biennale. Kowloon East is one of the main themes of this year's Hong Kong IA exhibition in the Venice Biennale, and they will come back for a response exhibition in probably April, May now, not March, and we still need to fix the date. And this exhibition will be showed in this site as well. So this is our vision about the road. We hope that it can be a tree-lined boulevard. How can that happen? If you see this picture, you will see that the pavement on this side is very narrow. In order to plant more trees, we need to have more pavement space, more tree space, so we need to shift the road on the other side, to this side, further to this side. Is this possible? We tried to work out on our plan. This is one section that we have studied. This is the existing condition. And with good planning, you can see the red dotted line. The red dotted line is the existing alignment. If we shift the road further down, we have more green space here. If we take away some of the green space, but still we can have two rows of tree on this side and introduce another row of tree on the other side. And you can see that we have even tried out to fit in a cycling track. So all these things seems that with good planning, they can come together. Okay, so that's the end of my presentation and our vision for the five layers along this waterfront to make it a special place. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond and Winnie. Sounds very interesting, innovative and creative, and a lot of excitement, right?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to sort of supplement sort of one point to Winnie's presentations. Yeah. I remember the five layers Winnie's mentioned. The first layer is about the water bodies. I think our intention is to examine how we can make better use of that water body. That water body at the moment is a Kwun Tong typhoon shelter. It is still sort of a functioning typhoon shelter and has performed its functions during adverse weather. And I guess all our sort of a proposal and examinations, all the options, we bear this in mind. We consider that there is opportunities for co-use. You're not going to make use of the typhoon shelter function every single day, and we should be able to identify uses to make better use of that sort of stretch of water bodies. But at the same time, we recognize the important functions of that area being a typhoon shelter. This is just a point of supplement. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you for your clarification. And yes, member comments. Yes, Sujata and Andy and Paul.
Thank you very much for that presentation. It's probably couldn't be expecting something like this a few years ago from government, but so we are moving in the right direction. And I think if what this demonstrates is if you really want to do things, if you really want to change, it's possible. It's just setting the targets and actually achieving it. And your layers, your five layers you've added, I think you're already doing it, but I think maybe you should mention it. The fifth layer, you said partnership with developers. I would add even community. You're already doing it. And another layer is actually your events. You're already organizing it. That's another one. And so what you're really doing here is you are creating a place even before everything is complete. So you're raising the value for the people of Hong Kong. And I think on the waterfront side, I understand that it's being used as a typhoon shelter still. I think I remember Paul's comments before about not having a pontoon or a pier where, you know, water access is there to even the existing kayak runway, and whether you want to, you know, look into that, because the phase one of Kuntong waterfront is walled off basically from the water, and I think you need to make sure that there is some kind of interface between land and water, and probably correct it at least in stage two if possible, and even if it means steps or whatever. I know the water quality is not good, but while doing this, that target for the water quality can become even more apparent, and it needs to happen immediately. So the sooner the better. Thank you.
Thank you. And Andy?
Yes, Chairman. I think definitely this is a very good initiative from EKEO, and also very exciting concept and plan for the whole area. I really hope that this actually it will come as soon as possible and realize it, and so that all the public actually can enjoy it. But I think I don't have any problem with first three layers. I think the first three layer, I think, is actually all these ideas and concepts are in place. The only thing is how to bring the public to these first three layers to actually make use of it. I have some sort of concern about the fourth and fifth layer. On the fourth layer, basically now the streetscape improvement work. Currently, there are still a lot of these industrial buildings along Hoi Pan Road, still quite a bit of on-street lorry parking here, even though it's not as worse as the Wyeth Street. I think there's still quite a bit of lorry actually parking there, assuming that it will be some sort of free parking for a couple of hours. How to make that disappear, or actually to make a proper arrangement to avoid all these lorry to actually be parked under the trees while blocking the view from the pavement, I think is something that's more practical issue, that it may not be just simply to beautify or improving the streetscape, that actually you can get all these lorries problems disappear. It is more of an issue that how these lorry parking activities actually can be resolved for the whole area. Now the fifth layer is also a very good concept of actually revitalize all these street activities, or actually improve the vibrancy. But another practical issue is that now all these private properties along Hoi Pan Road still privately owned, and I guess most of these are still under industrial lease. According to the current industrial lease, you're not allowed to do any sort of retail or non-industrial activity other than canteens. Start as factory canteens, and in factory canteen, you cannot actually make any storefronts open to the street side. I just wonder how this actually can happen with the government's initiative. This is going to be quite a bit of a tedious issues dealing with the government lease, particularly regarding how this actually can be done with some sort of facilitation by Lands Department. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Paul?
As the councillor of the Southern District, I wish I had an EKEO office running my Ebbets Harbour. And so from that perspective, and I'm serious, I mean, you know, I am jealous. I want the same setup for Aberdeen Harbour. I think we see it's working here now, and I think we need this in other places. Yeah. This is what Hong Kong needs in other places. And I'm asking the Development Bureau, as a councillor of the Southern District Council, to let me know how we can get this in Aberdeen.
Okay, let me know Harbour Unit, whether Harbour Unit is responsible for Aberdeen first.
Chairman, I can also highlight other areas around the harbour, but the I think other district councillors would now also wake up to this idea. Where's the money? Where's the organisation structure? And where's the mandate for similar teams to work around other places in Hong Kong? I think this is the amount of detail to attention to detail that we need in many other places, and we need to organise this type of setups. But we only have one Raymond and only one Winnie, so I'm not sure how we're going to split you up and build capacity to do this kind of activity throughout Hong Kong, but obviously Hong Kong needs it. In terms of the water itself, I think we looked at the land water interface, and we have agreed that we're going to look at this in more detail for CARTEC with the land water interface task force. So we'll have to come back to Raymond and work closely with you and the land water interface task force. But I think we should look at a designation of some of the typhoon shelter, a small part for mooring and anchorage, separate from the typhoon shelter use. So at least section of a small bit, and I think we've got to work with the marine department on at least coming up with a small section only and then separating it with dolphin buoys or whatever, or floating with dolphin buoys too, but at least start identifying ideally the one in the corner where there is a landing step. I would wonder, I haven't seen any presentation, but I saw some bollards in one of your rendering, what your water edge design is going to look like. And so then we have to come back to you that we're going to need more landing steps. If you look at the density of landing steps in Shoki 1, then that should be an indication for you for the distance between landing steps. And then I think you're going to need along your waterfront about 5 or 6 between the two existing ones, if you take the Shoki 1 distance. But I think you've got to take Shoki 1 as an indication of what you're going to require in the future for safety purposes. Somebody falls in the water, you can get them out quickly, but also in terms of potential use of the waterfront in the future. In terms of the roadside, I'm sure, from what I know from property people there, everything is developing very quickly and moving along quickly and rapidly, and I'm sure you're going to get there. But I would hope that in your you're going to designate some area for outdoor seating. Showing not only walking space in your footpath width, but your reserve some. Look at the buildings and see if you make some reserve for narrow strips, at least of outdoor seating, potentially in the future. Although I know Andy will say, well, it's still industrial, but it changes so quickly in Kwun Tong, it's unbelievable. But I think we should not lose that opportunity now. On the event side, just a loose comment. Music Without Borders was just held up by RTHK at the Chim Chai Choi waterfront, and the attendance was okay, but it wasn't great. And I think that if you do one-off events, then people are not used to it, so then your traffic will be low, and it's hard to promote it up. So I think we're going to be competitive now with other activities around Hong Kong. So if there's a regular program and it becomes more established, I mean, if the kids play and practice music every Friday night, and it's a permanent stage, it comes back all the time, then there's traffic that gets used to it, and the regularity is, I think, very important to make it work. Otherwise, the first couple of months you're not going to get a lot of people, and then it starts to build, and next year it's going to be more. But regularity is so important in this stuff to actually make it work. Hence my suggestion to always make sure that there is food and beverage constantly available. So when people go there, they're never disappointed. They know they can sit and can have a bowl of noodles. But if you arrive one day, you cannot have a bowl of noodles. The second day, you can. Then I think you're going to lose again that regularity. And I think you're going to have an issue there. 1, 2, 3, I think it is pretty much what I wanted to suggest, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Tom, and then KL, Sam, sorry.
Thank you. I'm generally reiterating what was just said before. For the land water interface, to really make it a place and have people be able to visit, particularly given that hopefully in the near future people will be able to move around the harbour by water much easier than before, so to have more and more access points I think is very important, and hopefully the water quality will get to the point where people will be prepared to be in it rather than just be on top of it. For the typhoon shelter and the marine storage, again, I think that's a great idea, and there are some models that people are developing to have private operators make that storage available while still making available typhoon shelter. And I'd reiterate again the issue of it currently being zoned industrial. Just the way similar areas in Hong Kong are moving at the moment, industrial will very quickly turn into commercial and retail. Even out in places like Tuen Mun, it's happening very quickly. So in planning, I think you need to assume it's going to be commercial retail much faster than anyone would think. And what you're doing, I think, needs to take that into account, which I think by and large you're doing anyway.
KL.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think I do agree with Paul and Andy, and particularly on the layer 4, I think one important thing you need the other department to cooperate, say the police to help you to get rid of all these illegal parking to start off. And then you need the department to keep the place clean and tidy. And management, this place is very important to keep it always attractive. You may also need to consider this, because in the evening when the industrial action quiet down, it's the best time to attract people. So you may need to think about, in the evening, you provide some temporary kiosks for people to doing some, provide some service. So you need something, need other people, department to help to issue some license for that sort of temporary facility. And I think the management of the place to make it attractive is very important, particularly to build up that image is important for a start off, to change the people's mindset about there's a lot of dust, dirty, and that sort of feeling is important to create a new environment for the people. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, other comments? Right, brief response from Raymond and Winnie.
Thank you very much, Chairman and members, for all of the comments. As I will try to sort of respond to them as much as I can. First of all, I think the entire sort of placemaking sort of a process or the proposal is part of the Energizing Kowloon East initiatives. And the Energizing Kowloon East initiatives, the policy objectives is to facilitate the transformation of Kowloon East into another sort of a premier sort of a business area for Hong Kong. So all our proposals are work under that sort of big umbrella. And in terms of some of the more specific sort of comments or suggestions, I shall try to sort of pick them up. If I've missed anyone, Winnie may be able to help me to sort of pick it up as well. The first is regarding the problem with the fourth layer proposal, the parking, and whether it will be sort of possible for us to turn it around. I think doing it is a lot more difficult than presenting it here today. Behind the proposal, we are doing a lot of liaisons with concerned departments, transport, highways. We have to ensure that no matter what we do with the sort of beautification scene for Hoi-Pan Road, we still ensure smooth traffic. Even though we are shifting the carriageway slightly to the south towards the seaward side, there's still a lot of proposal that we need to sort of take care of. In terms of apart from the sort of engineering solutions, that is to say that we align the road to ensure all the smooth traffic, we also need to have good sort of management, traffic management as well as street management. And that's why we have also been in discussion with the police in terms of traffic management, what can we do to sort of enhance and improve the area. We have to do it very, very carefully because there are still a lot of small and enterprise businesses operating in Kwun Tong nowadays. And I think the amount of force we put into sort of enhancing the traffic management, enforcing the parking, we have to sort of do it with the sort of right amount of force, not overdoing it, and to do it just right to ensure that we have the environment that we wanted to achieve. Secondly, we also have been in discussion with FDHD in terms of street management, the cleansing of the streets, so on and so forth. So it's a whole lot of sort of liaison and negotiations behind the proposal that you see, and we are sort of trying to tidy it up along all these different paths. There's a sort of a questions about the fifth layer as well, mainly relating to a lot of the existing buildings that are under private ownerships, and some of them are still sort of industrial buildings. It may not be possible for us to turn around the ground floor shop premises to commercial uses. I think it's all a matter of how we are going to sort of negotiate, discuss with the sort of owners of the site. At the moment, especially along Hoipan Road, there are already quite a number of new commercial buildings putting up along there. So there's a good chance that in a few years' time, if we can really achieve this improvement, those premises will have a good chance of turning into sort of commercial uses. In respect of those existing industrial buildings, for example, there's a very famous flour mills, which is still in operation along Hoipan Road. And I think my predecessors have been in discussion with them. I don't think they have a sort of immediate plan to change the operation. But we still consider it's fine. Even though if they maintain the industrial operation, there are still ways for them to sort of modify their sort of ground floor space to sort of suit the overall environment when it has been transformed. And it's a matter of sort of long-term sort of discussions with them. And at the moment, what we can do is we start sort of building up that sort of communication network before these people, and such that when the right times come, and we will be in a position to sort of negotiate and sort of try to sort of influence them to sort of turn them around into certain uses which to suit the transformation of the entire area. Paul's comments, which are very, very good, and think we have to be sort of mindful on the water edge design. In this part of the Kun Tong Waterfront, we are mainly talking about the Kun Tong Waterfront Promenade Phase 2 development. And I think LCSD has already got a sort of a design with that sort of development, and I'm sure Margaret would be able to tell you whether there will be sort of scope for us to sort of make any changes to take on board of more sort of landing step facilities. I think there's always been sort of scope for us to sort of modify if required, decide to cater for these users, especially when we are talking about making better use of the water bodies, and we are going to have more activities in the water bodies. We're bound to have sort of a land-based sort of supporting facilities to go hand in hand with the enhanced water bodies activities. Paul also makes some suggestions about how we are going to sort of manage the events to create some sort of a more regular sort of events for the area, to turn it into something more regular. And coincidentally, before we come over to this meeting this morning, we have a meeting in our office with Vinnie and my colleagues. We are discussing about how we're going to manage that sort of 5D flyover operation one. And the idea that we have is we need to sort of assign at least a day within a month that sort of interested arts group, interested young sort of musicians, if they feel like sort of coming to this area, they can come to this area just to sort of register with us. We do sort of very, very sort of simple registration, first come, first serve, or maybe if there's more than sort of enough comings, to be just to allocate time slot, things like that. So we're trying to sort of build up as a sort of an event in the Kun Tong district, which people will know and they will come. The part about Paul's suggestion about food and beverages is a little bit more tricky. I don't think we'll be able to sort of have that on day one, but there's something in the back of our mind and see when we'll be able to sort of overcome that. I think, I don't know whether I've sort of
covered all. It's almost there, yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah. It's almost there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, almost 5 o'clock. Thank you. Thanks. Any further comment? I think please be very short. I don't see any diverse view here, actually, so you just want to speak. You know? If you want to speak, you just speak. Right. Carlos and Margaret. Margaret, you on? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Regarding Paul's suggestion of putting the mooring and the anchoring and buoys and such kind of landing steps inside the the Kun Tong Promenade Phase 2, I think the design for the project has been finalized and the construction will start soon. So it may be a bit difficult to add other facilities at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can continue evolving that, right? Yes, Carlos.
I think you are now setting the stage for public enjoyment. So we should look at the side of the public. So I hope that in the process that regular input can be solicited from the public for continuous improvement. You throw out all these ideas, the public may not accept it all, and they may have their input. The second thing is that I hope you have mentioned inviting a lot of institution and other party to participate in holding events. I hope this process, the procedures can be very simple, so mm-hmm. they won't take too long to process sure. the data. And also, in order to make sure that people know about all this kind of development, and so that they can come to join the event. Mm-hmm. That's the most important part mm-hmm. of the entire construction, isn't it? And the entire plan to bring the people there mm-hmm. To enjoy it, and also to see all the events. So I hope that you can have a good communication network so that all the event, all this kind of recent development mm-hmm. can be disseminated to the public, and they can and then a lot of that thing to facilitate them to come there to enjoy.
Okay.
So I think that's the important yep. part.
So they are tasked with a mission of one of the four mission is branding, you know. So you have to do your branding and marketing to sell and notify this to the public. Yes, Paul, any further
thoughts? I think that's a good indicator for the impact of yeah. whether these are good yeah. performance there.
Yes, Paul?
Fincher, I'm not sure whether you were there when we were in Vancouver, right in the heart of a tourist attraction,
no.
was a working cement plant.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the tourist yeah. attraction. And the cement, the factory, the process of the cement factory was actually put in a little model, so the tourists that walked by, they could actually see how that was working.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's the proximity was that. Chairman, I have one issue. We were invited to come to EKO's office. We discussed the waterfront. We had an exchange. I haven't seen a final plan. To comment on, now, I don't know what the process is or how we are going to be involved.
What plan?
Stage two.
Phase two, Carlos.
I now hear that it's finalized. I don't think we've seen it. We have asked, been asked to give comments, we give comments, we don't see the design, and now they're supposed to be mm-hmm. Already working. Have I missed something? Let me know.
I think we have actually discussed that phase two plan here. Well, what I cannot guarantee is that whether they make any further change or whether which one is the finalized one. You know, I was not told that that is a finalized one, because I think we were shown those plans in last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but
can we do it by circulation? Well, to get the finalized plan and then do it by circulation.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Any member have comment, then we arrange a meeting for that.
Chairman, I would just like to agree on the principle here that we all spending our free time on this consultation and sitting in these meetings. I think it would be good that we have a commitment on making sure that if you ask us for input on something, you'll show us your feedback.
Sure.
And that there is an ongoing communication. If you don't want to wait for meetings, do it by circulation.
Yeah.
But kind of like, you know, kind of say, well, sorry, the construction has already started. I believe that there was a plan at some stage, and then we had a meeting on site, and then there was
I just want to make sure
that this works.
Well, I'll make sure that our comments are not bypassed. So count on me for that.
Can we show that? Yeah.
Okay, so I asked that, well, the updated plan be circulated for member. If member have any comments, then... Okay. Yes, Captain Zhang, your final comment, right?
Thank you, Chairman. It's a great pleasure to be invited in this committee, and this is my first time. I just heard that there will be a marina, not a marina, mooring areas in the Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter. When you have that plan, can you copy a plan for us so that in our industry we know that there is something going to be moored over there?
No problem.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think the secretariat will take note of that, and then let you have the information.
Then I can pass it to all the associations
sure.
and everybody.
Sure.
Please.
Yeah. And I also asked that because, well, I was told that the presentation from EKO was not yet uploaded on the web, so I would request that if you have no problem, then this will be uploaded on the web, right? Okay, so any other comments? Well, I give you 30 seconds, you know. This is not the last agenda, I must tell you. You know, so you have something, right? After that. Yeah. I didn't say that you have AOP at least, right?
Okay.
So take your time if you don't want to leave by 5.
No. Chairman.
Yes, Sujata?
Just while these discussions were happening, I just feel that maybe Kitec office should be EKTO, whereas enhancing Kitec office, where planning and relooking at the thing is actually involved. Because right now it seems like somehow EKTO can do a lot of things and all this placemaking and everything, and Kitec, you're not getting it. And maybe that's the thing that needs to happen, where the planning and relooking at the plan is also part of their mandate. And I don't know, Development Bureau maybe should look into this.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thanks for your comments. So I have to close this agenda. I think, if I hear members' comment, I think members are very supportive of EKTO's initiative. So your initiative is welcome, and we're all looking forward to that. And your work are all supported. This vision, I would say that this is a lot. There's a lot of things that you are setting good example for others to follow, and the placemaking process is vision driven. And I do not underestimate your effort in coordinating with all the other departments, right? So your works are well supported. Add oil, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Right.